What are your feelings about being able to get together again with this orchestra to perform for Salt Lake City audiences?
It has been an indescribable joy to just see everybody again here in Salt Lake, and even more to start rehearsing and to perform. And the feeling of, you know, seeing, even if it was a small audience, but to hear people's reaction, they were, you know, cheering and clapping even before we started performing the first sound, because apparently they were so happy just to be about to listen to live music again. It was very special. I mean, this was very, almost an historical moment after 6.5 months with listening music only, you know, through our computers and earphones and all that. that was something physical also. The first bars we performed in the Tchaikovsky Serenade meant a lot to all of us and showed us how strong and powerful sounds are, both physically and, you know, also coming directly into our souls.
Maestro, I know that the Utah Symphony is playing it by ear a little bit and that you're not planning things too far out. How are you deciding on the repertoire that's being performed this season?
Oh, we have no choice. So like for the opening week last week, I have been told by all the people who are working hard that the only option to open is to have only strings on stage and a certain amount of strings. Now for this second week, starting tonight, I asked everybody if they could consider not to play all together, but the Utah Symphony is not only strings. We have a phenomenal brass section, woodwind section, and percussion section. So if we could consider having those people represented on stage, but not playing together, because first of all, it's very demanding for strings to play entire concerts only strings. So, and we managed, and I'm so grateful to everybody who arrived to this decision, to have after the first part of the concert, which will be Bach Brandenburg Concerto and Schoenberg Transfigured Night, we will start the second part of the concert with a woodwind quintet by Valerie Coleman called Afro-Cuban Concerto. Then we'll have a percussion piece by another American composer, and we will finish the concert with a piece by Quinn Mason, a composer from Texas. It's called Changes and Transitions. So that way, this process of identification for both our musicians to be present on stage in this restart, and also for our audience to just not to forget all our wonderful musicians.
Yes.
And just not, you know, getting used to, oh my gosh, this is going to be a small orchestra. Yes, at the moment we are building, and this little step, it seems little, but it's enormous, to have wind and percussion players present for our second week is something I was very much pushing for, and so happy we are able to do it.
Yeah, that's absolutely marvelous. Well, Maestro, thank you for speaking with me today, and good luck with the new reimagined season for the Utah Symphony.
Thank you very much. We are calling this season the season of the surprises.
That's wonderful.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Take care now.
You too. Goodbye.